Dearest reader, the promise of fall brings a calm sort of anticipation, longing for moments of quiet, for peace, and the soft turning of seasons, a gentle shift in the colours of change, a mindfulness to stay grounded in the present as the year begins its slow, graceful end, as we look back to see how far we've come, allowing the past to move us gently forward. Concordia has often changed in gentle ways, soft strokes of changing colours. Some hues deepen, some fade, and some return to us unexpectedly, like memories brushed forward by the season. Before the first leaves begin to consider their descent, this author finds herself thinking of the colours carried in the names of those who shaped our early story. Not merely shades on a painter's wheel, but tones of character, industry, hard work, and resilience. The steadfast green of ink and enterprise, the earthy brown of soil and settlement, and the stark white of frontier trials that once bleached our community with fear, shock, and sadness before restoring it with hope. These colours remind us that Concordia's past was never monochrome. It was a palette mixed by many hands, some well known, some nearly forgotten, all leaving their tint upon this place we call home. Each name, each story, adds a stroke to the canvas, painting a landscape richer than any single hue could offer alone. This is the season when the prairie begins to soften, when the greens of summer give way to the browns of harvest, and when the sky itself can turn a pale, startling white in the early morning. Nature echoes our history, and our history echoes nature, each reminding us that change is both inevitable and beautiful. As the colours around us begin their annual shift, let us look back on the greens, browns, and whites who coloured Concordia's beginnings. Their hues still linger in our story, like the last warm days of summer, grounding us, calling us to remember as we step gently into shorter days, richer sunsets, and autumn's familiar embrace. Yours truly, Lady Shirley.